Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Ravine, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the InkTots podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of InkTots podcast. So yeah, as you have seen from the title itself, yeah, today I'm going to talk about self-acceptance. Yeah. You probably might be curious, like, why is it important to talk about self-acceptance? Like, you might even think that, isn't that what we're doing every day? Like, accepting ourselves, yeah, because I don't feel I'm not accepting myself, right? Yeah, but to be fair, self-acceptance is actually not an automatic reaction that all of us will automatically come to it, yeah. So, especially for people that have lower self-esteem, it might be harder for them to really accept who they are. And even for people that have higher self-esteem, you might even still be avoiding certain traits of yours or parts of you that you don't fully accept yourself. Yeah. So when a person has higher self-esteem, you tend to accept yourself unconditionally more compared to people who have lower self-esteem. Yeah, the key word that I'm emphasizing here is unconditionally. Yeah. So when we have higher self-acceptance, we're probably more resilient in facing criticisms because it won't impact you as if you're worthless and it made you feel extremely bad. You won't let that criticism define you as a person when you have higher self-esteem and higher self-acceptance, because you know you probably could accept that yeah, everyone makes mistakes and so do I, and so what is it wrong that I make mistake and learn from it and so I don't do it again next time. Yeah, for people that have probably lower self-acceptance, they might feel so impacted by this whole thing that they think that, you know, they are just worthless, they are just not good in something at all, and it tends to be more demotivated for them to try again. Yeah. So when we talk about self-acceptance, it means that you accept yourself and your reality unconditionally. Yeah. So it's kind of it's probably common sense that, you know, we are better at accepting positive and good things, but we need to accept the not so positive part of ourselves too when we talk about, you know, unconditionally accepting ourselves. Yeah. Even if you say you wanted to work on certain traits or certain part of you that is not that great in your opinion, to become a better you, you have to first accept the negative parts of yours before you can engage in the process of change. Yeah, I'll probably talk about process of change in the future, but basically the first thing that you have to do is to acknowledge and accept the negative parts before you could really engage in doing proper change in, I mean, for your behavior or any kind of stuff that you wanted to change. Yeah, so then it leads us to think about, like, yeah, why is it so difficult for us to accept ourselves unconditionally then? Yeah. So first thing is, like, a lot of this negative impact usually started when we were young. Since we were born, we were actually affected by how our parents or our caregivers brought us up. Yeah. Let's say they were caring, loving, and encouraging all the time, you tend to have higher self-esteem, and it then ended up leading you to have a strong belief that, you know, you're worthy of love, success, and have the confidence in yourself that you're able to handle difficult situations and challenges. Because when we were young, we were actually very easily affected by how much our caregivers accept us. Well, we rely on them to tell us, like, yeah, how much are we being accepted and stuff like this, because we, you know, you're just young and you don't know how the world works yet. Yeah. And so this kind of negative impact could accumulate over time, and it leads us to, you know, having lower self-acceptance. And also I have to clarify, like, don't blame your parents for everything, because sometimes your other environment, like when you're in school, teachers don't really accept you much. That could be a very triggering point as well. Yeah. So the second thing is, like, one of the common coping mechanisms for all of us is denial. yeah, no matter what we are facing. Yeah, you can easily see this in people who, let's say, is addicted to drinking. Yeah, for this person to accept the fact that they drink too much, it takes time and courage for them to face the negative parts of their own behaviors. Yeah. And so, because accepting this negative part will lead them into feeling very bad about themselves, and our brain tend to avoid negative feelings most of the time. And so, one of the common coping mechanisms that we encounter in life is probably denial. Yeah, even we are also doing it ourselves and without noticing it. Yeah. So, change is not... it's actually not that easy to reach. You need several different stages, like I said earlier, according to theory of change. Yeah. So, yeah, it kind of reflect on what I've said earlier as well. Yeah. So, when we talk about like self-accepting, like how to be more self-accepting then, yeah. One thing that... I could say is practice positive self-talk. It is not easy. Like when you notice that you did something good, no matter how little or small the thing is, praise yourself. Yeah. So you don't rely on seeking external validation to make you feel that you're accepted. Instead, you make the move to accept yourself at the first place. So let's say, yesterday I went bouldering with Andrew, and the level that I'm usually at, yeah, they are replacing the blocks and everything, so I have to go a level above that, so it's slightly harder for me to, you know, finish the whole thing. But when I'm able to do it, I tell myself like, yeah, I've conquered my fear, because I'm afraid of heights, and so sometimes it's not easy for me to just randomly go and do it, because the fear of falling down and the height is actually making me feel very scared. But still, I try to conquer it and try to do whatever I can and try to encourage myself deep inside. And when I did it, I told myself that, yeah, you did a great job, you did great today. Yeah, that's just makes me feel better, and also, and in the long run, it probably could increase my self-confidence when I'm trying to do something that I know I'll probably able to handle it no matter how difficult it is. Maybe I couldn't do it the first time, but I can try the second, the third time, and one day I'll be able to finish the whole thing. Yeah. So the second thing is to acknowledge your mistakes and hold yourself accountable. But that does not mean to beat yourself up. Yeah, believe in yourself that you could make the corrections or learn from the mistakes and not making these mistakes again. Yeah, we just have to be honest to ourselves and accept that, yeah, we all do make mistakes, but it's okay, I'll make the corrections and not doing it again in the future. Yeah. Next thing is genuinely tell yourself that you're only human. You're doing your best for everything already that you can do. Yeah. So no one is in this world is perfect. It is true. Yeah. It is fine that you have some flaws. As long as you notice and accept them, then you can slowly work on them one by one too. Yeah, it's okay that we all have flaws. Yeah, none of us is perfect. We all have sometimes that we are lazy, that we just don't feel like doing anything, we are not productive 24/7. Okay, probably someone is, but maybe not me, not you. Yeah, so it's okay that we are like this, but I accept who I am, and if I really want to change it, I accept my flaws and then I go and change it. Yeah. So the last thing is to accept the fact that there are things in life that are out of our control as well, and that could have affected how we acted or thought about something. By accepting things that are out of our control, it doesn't mean that you give up the control over your life. Instead, you are choosing to focus on things that are within your control and try to make a more positive change. Yeah. So this is basically what about like self-accepting, and I'll use this phrase and the book to end today's episode, which is the book that I'm currently reading, The Things You Can See When You Slow Down. So the author said, we feel connected to someone when we have deep conversation, and I mean deep and honest conversation with them. That makes us feel connected and then lead us to feeling very happy. And it is actually the same for us to connect with ourselves. We're able to do it for ourselves as well. So when we're able to wholly accept who we are and realizing the enlightened nature of ourselves, yeah, we could access to a source of incomparable happiness and freedom too, which I think is worth for all of us to take some time to reflect on this idea that the author is trying to share. So I guess that's it for today's episode. Hope everyone enjoyed it. If you do have different or interesting ideas or thoughts that you'd like to share with me, feel free to comment down below or send me a DM. Yeah, anyway, it's welcome. And I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you are not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcasts website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@inkthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of inkthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.